And you're back listening to Think Wing Radio, the Mike Honig Show here on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. We have a couple more minutes. And, you know, it occurred to us that we've been talking about the effects of the oil spill as if there isn't any more oil spilling. And actually, this could go on for two, three, four, five more months. The estimates now are that it might be spilling as much as 100,000 barrels a day, 48 gallons in a barrel. Do the math. What would we be looking at if this goes on for another 5 months?
Well, I apologize for making my answers based on that assumption that they were going to hit with the relief wells and they would be shutting it down, because right now I was reading some estimates of the volume that's come out, and they're talking about how you could contain it within the Superdome at New Orleans and things. But but if it continues to spill,
which would be great if the Superdome was in the Gulf.
Ixtoc went for 9 or 10 months, and if this goes for 9 or 10 months, the area covered by a surface slick will greatly expand. The chances of it getting to the Western Gulf go way up. The areas that will be oiled along the Eastern Gulf will increase. We've just been really lucky. One of the things that I've been reading about lately is the increased sightings of large animals close to shore. They seem to be fleeing from the hypoxic zone, which is fairly common when you've got a dead zone. And in this case, they're fleeing from the clouds of oil, it looks like. If we keep spewing, we may trap those animals, those sharks, dolphins, large fish, up
against
the coast.
They may run out of places to run.
They run out of places. Yes, they are out of places to run, and then they would be seriously impacted. I don't know whether it would be lethal, but it would certainly be bad for them. We would greatly increase the number of oiled critters. So far, we haven't seen that much oiling. Something like 20 or 25% of the turtles that are turning up dead are dead, obviously, because of oil. Others are having to run autopsies on. We would be in danger of a really serious damage to the biological resources in the Gulf of Mexico if they can't shut this thing down within a few minutes.
We have about a minute left. Do you? We've been talking very much about sort of local regional effects. Do we want to talk about sort of the larger Gulf situation, not just the Western Gulf, how it affects us, but how it may affect the whole system all the way to Florida and perhaps beyond?
Well, we really should pay some attention to the human impact. It's been a bad decade for Gulf fishermen in general, the shrimp imports and competition from global seafood markets are a problem for them, and so I would expect them to be the hardest hit. The tourism industry also really hard hit. I think that we've already talked about it, but the natural systems are adapted, so they will come back. It'll take time, but I don't know how adapted the humans are who depend on the Gulf.
Okay, we are out of time for today. You have been listening to Think Wing Radio, the Mike Honig Show, here on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. I'll be here again next week, Monday at noon. And remember, slower traffic, keep right. It's not just a good idea, it's the law. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday.